Hi, listeners. Dr. Amy Horniman here, aka The Thyroid Fixer and host of The Thyroid Fixer podcast. I'm here to tell you about my experience working with Rachel Varga one-on-one with my skin. I am a self-proclaimed anti-aging skincare addict, and I have spent thousands of dollars on the wrong skincare, always falling prey to those ads that promise to reduce your wrinkles and smooth your fine lines. Working with Rachel, I'm telling you, she is a guide. She takes your hand. She personalizes your entire skincare regimen, really looking at your skin and how it is and what your goals are. She listens to you. And that's the most important part of this journey. It's unlike anything I have ever experienced. In fact, there's nothing out there like it. Rachel is an angel in this world. She will absolutely transform your skin. You will reach your goals of skincare, whether it's reducing wrinkles or clearing up acne or just looking good on camera. That's what I need. So head over to rachelvarga.ca and book your one-on-one consult with her. You will not regret it. It will be the best thing that you do for your skin.
Welcome everyone for joining me here on today's live recording on the Rachel Varga podcast. We're going to talk about some pretty cool things here, you know, how to look good, stay in shape, feel our best, keep our metabolisms revved up all year round. So we're going to be focusing on, you know, how can we get summer body ready and boost our metabolism and be our best versions all year round. And before we get into our interview with today's guest, I would just love to warmly invite all of you to be sure to subscribe to the Rachel Varga Official Facebook page, YouTube channel, and on the Rachel Varga Official podcast. And be sure to share this episode with a friend or family member that you think could enjoy today's episode. And don't forget to hit the bell on Facebook and YouTube so you know when new episodes are live. And don't be a stranger. Light up the comment section. We're going to be taking some live questions here today. So let me introduce you to today's guest. We have Nagina Abdullah joining us today. She's a health coach for women professionals, physicians, and seven-figure entrepreneurs, and founder of the website MasalaBody.com. She teaches women to boost their metabolism and lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, even if they tried everything else. Nagina has a degree in molecular and cell biology. This is why we can be friends. From UC Berkeley, and has helped over 750 professional women successfully lose weight and create a healthy lifestyle change that will last them for many years. She has been featured in health.com, Business Insider, people.com, and much more. Welcome, Nagina Abdullah. It's great to have you here on the show.
Hi, Rachel. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for that intro.
Yeah. How are you today? What are things like for you? What are you excited to talk about today here on the show?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm so excited to be here.
And we recently had the pleasure of connecting last week on a one-on-one call, and I'm happy to hear that you're, you know, washing your face a little bit more diligently, getting those areas that we tend to miss. We get it. It's funny. We actually, until you have these things brought into your awareness, we wash your face like we brush our teeth, right? And and sometimes we get into habits with how we are moving things along. And you can hear me, okay? Just light up the comment section. Yeah, perfect. Great. Okay, so what I would love to ask you first here, Nagina, is talk about metabolism boosting morning routines. What is it? What is that? What does that look like? A lot of us are, you know, hearing, do we fast 12, 14, 16 hours? Do we not? I seem to do better with like really short 12-hour fast max. What does it look like? What are the benefits? And how can women get started on this?
Absolutely. Well, the metabolism boosting morning routine is something that every woman can do. And it's something that I created when I was in a place where I felt the most unhealthiest in my life. I had just had two children and I was working a very demanding job, working 60 plus hours a week. And I really did not have the time to think about myself because I was putting so many other people in front of me, including my career, my goals for myself, my children, my spouse, so many other things. And so these symptoms were that I started feeling uncomfortable in my body. I started being heavier than I needed to be, and that was healthy for my body. None of my clothes started fitting me. But yet I couldn't figure out how to find a solution out of it because it seemed too overwhelming. And it seemed like it would take the time that I didn't have. And so that's where I started creating a very simple but high impact morning routine that was the first step to me living in my healthiest, most vibrant body, where I can now, you know, instead of feeling tired and being at home watching my kids who were crying because they wanted to go outside, but I didn't have the energy to do that, to now becoming someone that's running 5Ks, that goes snowboarding, that goes water skiing, and just spends all my extra free time being as active as I can be. It was really the difference that started with the metabolism boosting morning routine. And that's why this is so important to share, because by doing something small every day, you're going to start to make massive shifts where you can actually live in that vision board dream lifestyle and dream body that you want to have. And you get the energy to do all the activities that you want to do, which is so important. So the metabolism boosting morning routine, it starts off, there are three moments in the metabolism boosting morning routine. And so the first moment is where you start off in the morning and you have an infused de-bloating water right when you wake up. And what that is it's a pitcher of water that you put into the fridge the night before. You added 1 to 2 lemons that you chopped up, because that lemons detox your body. They help cleanse your body. And then you also can add other aspects that will help de-bloat your body. For example, cucumbers. Cucumbers have very high clean water amounts in them. And so because of this water, it cleans out your body and it helps reduce the sodium that is making water just be retained in your body and causing bloating. So by having cucumber in that water, you're cleansing your body through the water itself, but then even more through that clean cucumber. And then in addition to that, if you have some mint leaves, you can put in 5 to 6 mint leaves, which actually help you decrease sugar cravings all morning. So if you do this the night before, you wake up in the morning, you go to your fridge, you open it, and you have this beautiful, almost spa-like water that you open up to. And it just feels so incredible. And so you have at least 1 glass of this, but really all you need is 1 glass. You can have the rest, you can have more throughout the day if you'd like, but a minimum of 1 glass. You're going to cleanse your body. You're going to de-bloat your body. You're going to decrease sugar cravings. And then you've given yourself this really nice glass of water. And as we know, we want to hydrate more to really feel better. So that's really moment number one. And, you know, I want to point you to the fact that this is not about restriction. This is actually about adding these beautiful, delicious, natural flavors and ingredients to our life, so that instead of looking at getting healthier as a restrictive activity, we look at it as something that is indulgent, that is fun, that's exciting, and most importantly, that will be sustainable, so that we can keep this up for the rest of our life. So the first moment is the infused de-bloating water. Now, the second moment is something that, you know, most people feel like they're not sure if they can do this if they're trying to get healthier. And that is to have your coffee or tea if you drink coffee or tea. If you don't, then you don't have to do this part. I'll tell you how to supplement in for it. But if you're having coffee or tea, instead of adding sugar or an artificial sweetener, what you want to do is add cinnamon to your coffee or tea. And what cinnamon does is that it lowers your blood sugar, so you store less fat. And it's the really kickstarts you burning that unhealthy fat that's on your body in a healthy way using real natural ingredients. And you're no longer spiking your insulin like sugar would and storing more fat. You're actually just having something healthy that's keeping your blood sugar low and doing it with this natural herb or spice. And so really adding cinnamon to your coffee or tea is really going to get your metabolism going right away in the morning. And if you don't have coffee or tea, what you can do is you can sprinkle cinnamon over the fruit that you're eating, or you can add it into your morning smoothie. You can have it, or you can put it on your Greek yogurt, your cottage cheese, or whatever else you may be eating that could add a little bit of a sweetness. And by using cinnamon, we also get this sweet craving that is taken care of by something that is actually healthy for you instead of something like sugar, which is working against your body. So that's moment number two, is to add coffee or to add cinnamon to your coffee or tea or to a fruit or something else that you're having for breakfast. And then the final aspect of the metabolism boosting morning breakfast, morning routine is to have a protein more breakfast, what I call a protein more breakfast. And what that means is to focus on having protein in your breakfast and having a significant amount. Because when you add protein to your breakfast, you actually become more full for longer. You're not feeling the ups and downs of sugar cravings and sugar crashes, sugar highs, sugar crashes, sugar cravings. You're not having that. Protein is keeping you very stable. So when you add protein to your breakfast, you feel very satisfied and very satiated, and you eat the amount that your body needs, and your body's metabolism increases because you are because protein is helping your body's metabolism increase, because it's not like altering your sugar, your sugar amounts. And so what some really great ways to add protein to your breakfast is if you eat eggs, to have at least 2 eggs with additional egg whites, like maybe a 1/4 cup of liquid egg whites, because you really want to amp up the protein to a point where you're eating more protein and it's helping you not crave other foods that are unhealthy for your body. So that's one example, is to use eggs. Another thing that you can do if you're using eggs is you can add a little touch of turmeric to those eggs. And what turmeric does is it decreases inflammation in your body, and it's yellow, so it goes with eggs very well. You don't even notice that it's there, and you're just putting this natural anti-inflammatory ingredient into your breakfast. Another way to get protein in your breakfast is to have a smoothie and use either protein powder or Greek yogurt and make it more veggies in your smoothie with a little bit of healthy, low sugar fruit, like maybe berries. Like that's a really great thing to add to your smoothie. And then third, if those two are options that you want to try once in a while, or you want to try something else, you can have either Greek yogurt or cottage cheese, add cinnamon to that, like we were talking about, and then add about 1/2 cup of berries. And that's going to be a protein more breakfast. That's a quick, easy, on the go breakfast as well. So the three, you know, areas of the metabolism boosting morning routine are: number one, have that infused deboiling water, hydrate your body, get your detox going in the morning. Number two, add cinnamon to your coffee or tea so that you can lower your blood sugar. And then number three, add protein more to your breakfast so that you boost your metabolism and you feel full for longer. And that is really going to kickstart your journey to getting healthier in a very lifestyle change method.
Those are amazing tips. And I've actually just learned a few things here as well. So starting with, I really just kind of want to reiterate this and just put my take on this. The infused debloating water, make sure you cut your rinds off of your lemons. That's really important so that you're not getting the pesticides in your water. Cucumbers, yeah, just take the rinds off that too. Mint leaves, for sure. I like to pluck as many fresh herbs from my garden as possible, and that does include some glorious mint. Actually, even like pine needles have a bit of like a citrus essence to them. If you can luck out and find some newly sprouted pine needles off of a pine tree, it looks a little bit more of like that lime color. It actually is really quite beautiful, even just on salads. And yes, I do have my coffee here. This is some Hawaiian coffee from my good friend Katie from the Big Island. And I absolutely love adding cinnamon. I do actually add like a good heaping tablespoon of dark organic cocoa. I do that as well. I even put some of my collagen in there as well, with some cofactors like lysine, vitamin C, silicon. And I do put a little bit of honey in my coffee in the morning. What's your take on using a little bit of honey?
So a little bit of honey is fine. I mean, if you're using a little bit. So I actually did this analysis on natural and artificial sweeteners to see if honey and other sweeteners are, how are they helping us in terms of our metabolism? And honey is fine if you use smaller amounts. Other things that are really great as well are monk fruit. So what monk fruit does is it keeps your blood sugar at the same amount. It doesn't elevate it like sugar does. If you use a little bit of monk fruit, that's a really excellent sweetener. And then of course the best sweetener really is cinnamon, because it actually lowers your blood sugar. Monk fruit keeps it the same. Honey elevates it slightly, but sugar elevates it more. And so the thing is to keep this sustainable. And And so if you want a little bit of sweetener, you want a little bit of honey, that's fine, because 95% of what you're eating is really great, natural, not sugar, ingredients that are not sugar packed. So you have a little bit, and then it makes it enjoyable. And that's really important.
I love that. And another thing that you mentioned, I love the protein with breakfast. I'm focusing on brain health right now. And with that, yes, I definitely am putting that scoop of protein powder in there, taking my collagen. I should do a post on what I put in my morning smoothie, but I put my omegas in there as well, which is great. Love blueberries. Sometimes I will put some Greek yogurt in there just to get some of the pre-probiotics. We need that for our gut, but it's also a great source of protein. And your tip of adding turmeric to reduce inflammation as well. Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, protein powder, berries. Yeah, these are really great tips for that morning breakfast, and to not miss the morning breakfast, because so many people do this. They just like power through. Or one of the things I used to do was have a banana, but I mean, that's not enough protein to sustain my brain. Do you have any feedback for the morning smoothie that I like to put together?
Yes, absolutely. Tell me again, what do you like to, so those are the ingredients that you like to put into it, the ones that you just mentioned, or do you want to tell me some of the specific things you like?
Yeah, so I have my cup. I'll put like a handful of berries in there. I'll put about, 2.5 teaspoons of sometimes I'll use unflavored, or sometimes I'll use like a coconut flavored collagen that I have that you guys can get at rachelvarga.ca. And then I'll put some of my omegas in there because it's a really easy way to get it. And it's got this really nice tangerine flavor. So it makes it kind of like a tropical smoothie. And what else do I put in there? Sometimes I'll put some octane oil in there. A spoonful of yogurt. I like to add that, maybe like half a frozen banana, so that you get that creamy consistency. And those are my go-tos.
Yes. Well, that sounds really great, Rachel. I mean, that's a really great smoothie. And so, some of the things I want to call out that are really key there is the fact that number one, you're using berries as your fruit. And so berries is a low sugar, higher fiber fruit. And it's giving you that sweetness without overloading your smoothie with sugar. And, you know, what's really important is when you're having a protein more breakfast, or when you're having any of your meals, is that if you have some sugar, it causes you to crave more sugar. And when you crave sugar, it causes you to want to eat foods that are not as healthy. And so if you can actually stop it right away by using healthier ingredients and lower sugar fruits, you're not going to have this slippery slope that you feel like you're fighting yourself all day. So the berries are excellent. And then having the collagen, that's another source of protein. That's amazing. That really bumps up the protein. That's amazing. And so having collagen is really great for those of you that eat meat. It's not a vegan it's not vegan or vegetarian, but it is an excellent way of adding protein. And then if you also have a protein powder with it, then you're really going to get the protein that you really need in your breakfast. Having those things along with the omegas, so that's like a healthy fat, which is really, really great. And, you know, one of the things that I share is what I call the tested and perfected fat burning food framework, where I teach how to combine your foods so that you're very satisfied and satiated at all times. And so what this smoothie, the one that you're describing to me, Rachel, it actually fits that perfectly well, because for breakfast, what you want to do is you want to have protein, you want to have vegetables or low sugar fruit, and then you want to have a healthy fat. And so you have the omegas, you have the berries, you have the protein. And so that's really, really amazing. And so so that's excellent. Yes. And then you could even sprinkle some cinnamon or some turmeric in it for lowering your blood sugar or decreasing inflammation, if that was something you wanted to do. Add certain veggies like spinach, if that's something you like, because you can't even taste it. And then you get this rush of really great nutrition and vitamin C. But having a smoothie that has these core components that you have is a really fabulous and fast way to start the morning and get your metabolism going, where you didn't have to spend a lot of time cooking or measuring or chopping. It's just put it in and have it done. And one strategy that I'll share, this is something I do regularly, is that I make what's called smoothie sacks. And so this really makes it very easy to eat healthy, where I will fill up, Ziploc bags or containers with everything that I need for my smoothie, including the protein powder. I also use flaxseed for extra fiber, including the low sugar fruit, the berries, and put it all into a bag and then freeze it. And then in the morning when I wake up, I just put the liquid in my blender and put it in there. And it literally takes me 30 seconds, and it's easier to eat that than to eat anything else that I might be tempted by, especially on a Saturday morning. It's very easy to be consistently healthy, which this is what's very important, is to be consistent in order to increase your metabolism. So knowing what you're eating, a smoothie, preparing things ahead of time, knowing what goes into it, these all are part of a principle that I call easy eating, where you don't even have to think about what you're doing, and you're just consistently at the top of your game every single day in terms of what you're feeding your body.
Yeah, this is really important to fuel your body, right? Start with your mind. Smoothies like this are really important for making sure that our brain is working. And guess what? Our brain mediates absolutely everything else in our body, including our hormones. So don't downplay the importance of supporting your mind so that everything else functions better. We tend to miss that in the anti-aging and rejuvenation world, which is really interesting. So now we're going to get into something else. I would love for you to talk about the role of herbs and spices in staying slim, trim, healthy, and vibrant. And what is one of your most recommended herbs and spices?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Well, I love this. And this is so true about just being consistent and what you give your body on the inside and outside. It all contributes. It's something that you don't want to do it just like once a week. When you do it every day, it's just part of your lifestyle. And that's how you get those results. And so, the roles of herbs and spices is that these are natural ingredients that our ancestors were using thousands of years ago. And given that they've been passed down over generations, there's a huge value to that. When anything's been passed down and used by your ancestors, like it's gone through the years. And so when you use herbs and spices, what happens is that you actually boost your metabolism, you lower your sweet cravings, you decrease your appetite, you decrease inflammation. There's so many amazing benefits to herbs and spices. And these are things that are often in our pantries and in our herb drawers that you may not realize have all these benefits. You don't actually have to go to some exotic, far-reaching store to get these benefits. They're at your grocery store. And so, one of my favorite
grow them on your own windows.
So I'll do a bonus one. Another one. So cinnamon is one of the easiest ones to add into anything, whether it's in the morning or whether it's in your afternoon on your Greek yogurt, on your cottage cheese, on your dessert, on anything like that. But another one that I really love sharing is to use ginger. And so ginger is an herb that you do have to peel it. So it can feel like it takes a little bit more time, but you can also buy ginger that's in a paste. You can buy it in that's frozen. You can also buy ginger powder. And what ginger does is it increases your digestion. So it helps you move food through your body faster so that you're not feeling like you're bloated. And so, the way to use ginger is like you can use it in a tea, which is amazing. Now, many of us may have a grandmother that has a ginger tea recipe. And so there's a reason for that. And it's because if you have tea, a ginger tea after dinner, it really is helping you digest your food. It's helping things move through your body nicely. And it's also helping comfort you at night when maybe you might be craving something a little bit more unhealthy, like perhaps it could be ice cream, peanut butter, wine. If you have a nice tea recipe to go to, it actually gives you everything you need. And so one of my favorite recipes is called fire tea. It's called fire tea because it actually has been shown to fire away your belly fat because of the properties in the herbs that are in this tea, which is cinnamon and ginger. And you just grate the ginger, you add cinnamon boil it into water, and have it simmer for 20 minutes. And then you have a sweet tea that's natural from cinnamon. And then you also have your, the ginger, which is increasing digestion. So having a Fire tea and then just imagine like watching Netflix or just reading a book in the evening with that instead of some of the other cravings that are very, very common late at night, you're going to just keep moving towards your healthiest, most in shape, most vibrant body and lifestyle because you know what to do at every moment of your day.
Yeah, in our fridge, we actually have these little glass mason jars where we pre-peel and cut the ginger. And we do make ginger tea and it smells so nice in the evening. And I like this tip instead of alcohol, because a lot of people will go straight to the alcohol. They'll go for the cocktail. They'll go for the wine with, you know, all the added ingredients that there. Listen, guys, there's up to 80 ingredients added in your commercial wine that you don't know about. So this cinnamon and grated ginger tea, I love it. Simmer for 20 minutes and enjoy. That's great. And another tip I wanted to mention was to grow your own herbs. Everybody's got a windowsill. A lot of you guys have a patio, and grow your own herbs. This is one of the easiest things that you guys can do to add more antioxidants and healthy, fresh enzymes into your salads, into your dressings, and all that. My nutritionist pointed this out a while ago. She's like, Rachel, we got to make sure you're eating some more fresh herbs. And it's really fun. You just, as you're cooking food, you just slip outside, chop your veggies and your herbs, your green onions, your chives, your rosemary, your basil, oregano, dill, all of those things. It's so important to add fresh stuff. It just makes your food taste so much better. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to then kind of also spend a little bit of time on some of the more optimized kind of like slimming antioxidants and herbs. So we talked about ginger, which is great. What else would you recommend that we add to kind of stay slim?
Sorry, just for one second.
So while Nagina's just getting her earbuds set up there, I'm just really passionate about sharing using fresh herbs and growing as much as you possibly can. This is really important. And because buying herbs from the grocery store is actually really, really expensive. And that can add up. I mean, you go and get a little thing of basil from the grocery store and it's like $4 to $6. It's just insanity. Grow it yourself on your own windowsill. There's really no excuse. So why don't we jump into what is the one mantra that women can use to change their relationship with food and with sugar?
Yes, absolutely. So one mantra that that women can use. So there is a, you know, this mantra can be you know, very powerful, and it's around the fact that this concept, which many of us know as all or nothing. And so a lot of times what will happen is we'll wake up on a, you know, on a regular morning and say, today's going to be a healthy day. Today's going to be the day that I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to do everything right. We may start off with a healthy breakfast, maybe even get to lunch, but then often around 2:45, we start craving something that will give us a pick-me-up, that will get us through the rest of the day until dinner. And even though we had vowed to ourselves that morning to be healthy, something takes over and it's like, we're like a vampire going to the fridge or going to the pantry, and we can't even listen to ourselves, and we're saying, I want you to be healthy. And it's very, very common to reach for something that's unhealthy, sugary, or to go to a coffee shop, and instead of just getting a coffee, get one of the pastries that's right next to it. And so that's not actually an issue, because that's going to happen. Those things are going to happen, but it's what happens after that that really causes things to go downhill, where we talk ourselves into this mental talk that says, well, you know what? I messed up. I might as well keep messing up for the rest of the day, and I'll start again tomorrow. And so I want, you know, to share how ingrained some of these thoughts are, and the fact that they are brought to us by aspects that we've grown up with, mainly the diet industry, who has told us that we have to be perfect or we're a failure. So we're either perfect or we're a failure. We're either all or we're either nothing. And so if you end up eating something unhealthy in the afternoon, you feel like you need to wash. You feel like the day is a wash. So what I like to say is, you know, think about if you were just a quick analogy. That's a good comparison, is that think about if you were in a car and you were reverse parallel parking, and you kind of bump the bumper behind you of the car behind you. Now, are you going to keep going into that car, or are you going to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to turn around and go the other way. And so it's really the same thing where if you eat something unhealthy, you don't have to keep going in that same direction. You can turn around and say, you know what, I needed that snack for some reason. I wasn't prepared with a healthier snack. I was feeling stressed. I didn't know how to manage myself, but that's done. And now I'm going to continue to make the healthy choice. And so really about thinking about food as a choice and not about all or nothing is going to really change your relationship with food, and not thinking about you being a failure or being perfect, because nobody's perfect. Like, unhealthy food is part of our culture. It's pretty, pretty challenging to get away from it completely. And so just to be confident that you can ingrain it into your life in a healthier way. And then you can just try to be prepared the next time at your snack time, instead of, you know, instead of feeling like you had to eat something sugary, but it doesn't mean the rest of your day is gone. So really thinking about the fact that it's not all or nothing, it's the healthier choice, is a very, very, more updated, more modern way of thinking about our relationship with food.
And a great tip for like an evening snack, you can have the same smoothie that you made in the morning for your evening snack and put it in like a cute little popsicle thing. My husband does that all the time. He'll puree mangoes, watermelon, and he'll kind of put them in these little kind of freezer pops and stack them, and they look really pretty. And it's just a great way to get a little bit of sugar and like that sweet in the evening. But I totally hear you. It's like the whole day doesn't have to be a wash if you have mm-hmm. one treat. I mean, mm-hmm. give yourself a little bit of grace here, guys. We're all human, trying to have the best experience we can. And with that sometimes comes enjoying certain foods that might not be the best for us. But let me tell you something, you are going to pay when you eat foods that aren't right for your constitution and that are going to create inflammation. Like myself, if I have a lot of dairy or a lot of refined sugar, I break out like clockwork. So I pay for it. And say if you have melasma, you're acne prone, or you have rosacea, or you have a propensity to inflammation with your eyelids or allergies. Trust me, this stuff all plays into it. One of the things I wanted to also talk about was what you said before about staying consistent. So stay consistent with your diet and lifestyle. Don't just live healthily. You know, we don't want to live healthily once a month. It's like, we don't want to just be on point with our skincare dermal rolling once a month. We want to do this stuff consistently. So eat well all day, every day, as best you can. Yeah, have your treats, but make sure you're having your treats maybe on a day when you've done a little bit of extra exercise so you can handle the calories so that you don't put any extra weight on. And with your skincare, you guys got to wash your face morning and night, moisturize morning and night, sunscreen every day that ends in Y, exfoliate a couple times a week, and do your dermal rolling, you know, 2 to 5 times a week. And Nagina, we've talked about that with you. So don't you think that this is kind of a fun overlap? Stay in trim, looking hot, feeling good, having great skin, boosting your collagen, all of that, keeping your metabolism revved up. There's some really cool correlations between looking after your insides and looking after your outsides.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's actually so similar. I mean, there's so many, definitely so many overlaps. In fact, you know, when you are really working on what you're putting inside of your body, it has a very direct effect with your skin, with how shiny it is, with how youthful it looks. If you're lowering the amount of sugar in your diet and doing it in a healthy way by using some of the principles we've talked about, you're not focusing on taking out, but you're focusing on adding more delicious foods in so that you don't even crave those sugary foods. When you're doing it in a balanced way, your skin will start to shine. People will comment that you are 5 to 10 years younger than you are. And it's all because you're taking that sugar out of your diet, but then you're also using natural products that are really great for your skin, like the ones you talk about, Rachel, which come from really great companies, from really great testing. And you're applying that so that you're not causing aging to happen beforehand. So it's really inside out, taking care of yourself in a natural way, instead of using so many artificial, you know, ingredients, whether it's in your skincare routine or whether it's in your food. And you really will be rejuvenated. Like, you can, it can happen. Like, it's never too late that you can start to become more youthful inside and out, have more energy, feel more vibrant, look that way. But it's really comes to taking care of ourselves. And this is one of the easiest things that we can put, that we put off. But when you put a little bit of time and consistency in it, it's not even that much time. Once you get it into routine, you will see the benefits and you will feel so much happier every single day that you are putting yourself first.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what is one mantra that women can use to change their relationship with food, with sugar, with leading a healthy lifestyle?
So yeah, so definitely. So, you know, so this kind of goes along with what we've been talking about around, you know, a mantra that women can use to change their relationship is, you know, we talked about the all or nothing, but the other thing that is really about focusing on how to get that consistency. And so the mantra that I want, you know, for those of you that feel pulled to remember this is that it's called actions before attitude. And what actions before attitude means is this is a concept that's created by a Stanford professor who really focuses on something called tiny habits. And it's where his name is Dr. BJ Fogg, and he focuses on developing a lifestyle change. And so when you're creating this healthy lifestyle change, you actually have to trick yourself and you have to strategize on how to change your ways. And so what action before attitude means is that a lot of times we will have the intention that we're going to be healthy, or we may have the intention that we're going to take really good, great care of our skin that day. And then when it comes to that moment, you feel like, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like eating this healthy snack, or I don't feel like having this dinner that I already prepped and prepared for me. I just don't feel like it. So you know what? I'm just going to order out or something along those lines. And so what this is where if you actually just take action and let the emotion go out of it. So don't allow yourself to say, I feel like doing this thing that's against my intentions. Just do the action that you had intentions for. And you do that for 3 to 5 days. You're going to get into a routine where your emotions are going to catch up to your actions. And so you're going to soon start craving a healthy dinner. You're going to soon start realizing if your snack in the afternoon was getting in your way of really being healthy or making you feel tired, you're going to realize that when you have your healthy snack, you feel more energetic, you get more work done, you're more productive. And then as a result, you're going to crave that healthier item. So if you give it a little bit of time and know that you're setting up a lifestyle and you're putting in upfront time, you will, your emotions will catch up with what you want, but you have to just start off by saying actions before attitude and your attitude will catch up. So this is something, you know, for women to really lean on in terms of creating habit change and lifestyle change. And, you know, as many of us have read, habits could be anywhere from 50 to 80% of our day where we're just doing things without even thinking about it. So imagine how powerful it is if you can shift your habits to being healthier, how much easier your life is going to be when you don't have to think about it. And really doing action before attitude is one of the first steps in order to do that.
Yeah. And I think something like that will probably even lead to a lot less emotional eating, right? So having the actions before the attitude, right? So the attitude I think of is almost like your emotions. It's like you're eating based on how you feel like eating, but that might not be the best thing for you. So say, for example, it's your time of the month, right? When you're in that time of the month, we see in media, you know, get the ice cream, get the chocolates, things like that. So that's like eating based on your emotions or attitude, which isn't necessarily the best thing we want to do. We want to make sure that we're eating things that are going to be nourishing our body, mind, spirit, energy. We want to make sure we're putting things on our skin that are going to be creating action, right? Like using antioxidants like retinol, hyaluronic acid, other peptides to help to promote healthy cell signaling. I love that. I absolutely love that. I would love for you to talk about your 7-day slim down retreat starting in July. And I'm looking forward to being part of this event as well.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, I am so excited to share, you know, more about this. This is a special retreat. It is going to be really, really amazing and also relaxing. It is this called the 7-day Slim Down Mastery Retreat. And it is for fierce feminine leaders to help you really master what it takes to slimming down, meaning creating a permanent solution, getting out of the diet yo-yo, getting out of the restriction and the feeling bad and feeling guilty if you end up going out with your family family or friends and have some, you know, indulgences along the way. It's about creating a lifestyle where these things are part of your life. And so this is a 7-day retreat. It's all online. It's all virtual, all free. I'm going to be recording with a pool behind me. It's going to feel very relaxing, like you are at a retreat. And so we're going to be talking about how to boost your metabolism, how to slim down in a healthy way, and really jumpstart losing that unwanted weight that you have, especially if you have a busy schedule and if you've tried every single thing. And so it's live on July 19th. I'm going to be going live for an hour every single day, teaching and adding value and just giving you so much content that it's taken me over 8 years to learn and to test and to teach. And I'm going to be sharing them my best strategies and tips for free. So you can get your spot at masalabody.com/7-day-retreat. And then there, you know, you'll get in there. We'll show you where our Facebook group is, where there's going to be a lot of activity, and get ready to have a transformation and to really master slimming down in a healthy way during this time.
Yeah, I can't wait to be part of this as well and take part of this myself, but also speak on it. So I'm going to be talking about how we can use this information and also skin and rejuvenation to help us present our best versions forward, right? Being our most magnetic version on camera. And, you know, when you're eating well, you're going to be living and vibrating a certain way, right? If you are putting junk in your body, your vibes aren't going to be as high. And that will come across on camera, the way that you fuel your body. But we're also going to be getting into some of the nitty gritties that a lot of my celebrity rock star clients use, so that when they get up on stage and they need to perform, that, you know, number one, they have the energy that they need, right? By having their collagen, their omegas, their antioxidants, making sure that you're eating well, but also making sure that you're being consistent with what you're doing at home every single day, with the way you're fueling yourself, and also with what you're doing on your skin. So that's going to be a really exciting event. And you guys can register for free. Again, the show notes are going to be in the link will be in the description box below. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Nagina Abdullah. And how can people continue to work with you and hang out with you?
Oh, yes. Well, thanks so much, Rachel. I'm just so excited to have you on our live conference that we're going to be having. I'm so excited because we're going to be talking more about, you know, like you said, we're going to be talking about how to age like a pro with you. And we're going to be talking a lot about some of the advice that you had given me around the circles under your eyes, around the dark circles under your eyes. You and I had done a consult and you'd given me really amazing advice around that, around really how to resolve that. And so we're going to be going into depth even more at the conference that is right before the 7-day retreat. So when you get your spot there, you'll find out all about it. And then to find out more about me, you can follow me at masalabody.com, which is my website. And by going there, you'll be able to grab my free recipe book, which are 7 tested and perfected recipes to melt away your first 7 pounds using delicious spiced foods. And so it's my 7 recipes to melt away your first 7 pounds, and they are absolutely delicious. You can grab those at masalabody.com, and then you'll be part of my email list and find out all the things that we have going on in the upcoming weeks.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Nagina. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. You're a beautiful speaker. I love your energy. Can't wait for this event that's coming up. And if we haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, I would love to connect with you who's tuning in here. Let me know what your questions are in regards to your skin. What are some of your skin goals? Reach out, book a one-on-one with me at rachelvarga.ca, use promo code podcast15, and I would love to help you and really optimize what you're doing at home and in the clinic to really help to prioritize what your needs are and also save you a ton of time and money. Because as you know, Nagina, there's a lot of really bad information out there in the space of weight loss, metabolism boosting, but also in skin and aging well. So Nagina and I, we are here to keep you guys on the straight and narrow. And thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to subscribe on the at Rachel Varga official Facebook page, YouTube channel, and on the Rachel Varga podcast, and hit the bell so that you know when I go live next. And have a wonderful rest of the day, everyone. And Nagina, thank you again for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Thanks to all of you that are watching and listening.